Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell everybody, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones. Yes, even tell your enemies, because everybody's got to hear what we're doing here tonight. You're listening to Kakuna from the microphone here. It is 9 o'clock on the dot, and you are here with DJ Butterfly Feces, the one, the only, accept no substitutions. This show is brought to you by Organic OK. Now, Organic OK, he's a philanthropist going around trying to do this and save all this, which is what we were all doing. And check out Maya Harrison. Man, has she got stuff. Now, there's a singer. She's all love it. Please check her out. She needs a little bit of fans. And you can especially appreciate now at a time when music is pretty much for free in the public domain. Nobody pays for anything anymore, do they? All right, where do I begin? Okay, I mentioned Organic OK. I was still traveling with him. I was still on tour. I was still in part with whatever. And once again, if you're just joining us, where have you been? I was living in McKinleyville, California for the longest time, aimless, driftless, without a sense of, I guess, what you'd like to call meaning and purpose, without an idea of basically what a goal I needed in life. And then the very night I was kicked out of my own home, I met Organic OK. I was happened to be walking down the trail in the woods, hiking. Hike like Mike, hiking like Mike. I'm sorry, I was just trying to rhyme something, be colorful, you know, all that. I was trying to, just trying to jazz it up. But anywho, I was hiking, and I've been hiking all there so many times before. Once again, McKinleyville, we have a beautiful trip. We got everything in McKinleyville. I hadn't seen them before. I thought I knew everyone in town, but there they were, sitting there by the fireside, cooking, camping. And they were from around here. And let me tell you something. They weren't going to be there very long. They were philanthropists, travelers. Apparently this Organic OK guy was wealthy to do. And you're spending his time and effort and what have you, saving this world. Going around there, picking up garbage, trying to help the homeless community. Charity for this, helping ways in that. I sat down. I told them my story. I'd basically been in McKinleyville my whole life. I did everything there was to do here. Even stuff you can't just do in McKinleyville. I did everything. But you want to know something messed up? Dang me, I didn't know what to do now. My parents wanted me to get a job, but here's the thing, you got to understand something about McKinleyville now. Honestly, it's so dang idealistic and haven-like that people were trying to get in there like crazy. There was no room at the inn, so to speak. Every single place of residency was occupied. I don't even think they had any motel rooms available. And dang it all, every job seemed to be taken and spoken for. There's just an overflow. Oh, I love McKinleyville. And I know everybody from where their hometown, they got to have some hometown pride. That's where they came from, was really bad. But what everybody basically screams, their hometown, their home street. They give it that nice shout out. But I got to tell you something. And I mean this. Dang me. I was curious about the rest of the world. I paid fair attention in school, and I only wanted to live in McKinleyville, but I wanted to see what the rest of the world had to offer. That's only human nature, isn't it? These guys told me they were philanthropists. They were traveling around the world, helping the homeless, healing the homeless, healing the world. I was skeptical. I mean, I knew the philanthropists existed, but somehow these guys just sat down there telling me they're rich and they're just doing this for... Somehow, you know, you're kind of suspicious when you see them in the flesh. They weren't in suits. I know, the trap of this camping thing, you don't wear suits and what, especially, but dang it all. And this happened around the holidays, the very final sort of dying year of 2015 here in McKinleyville. So you want to come with us? I wasn't quite sure I heard right. I was invited, I would have been up for anything. But of course, I was skeptical. I was more than skeptical. I was cynical. I was jaded. Now, I don't know. I just, these guys just asking me to come with them. They don't even know who I am. They say they're rich and they can provide for me and help me. And I like the idea of living with some kind of purpose. I could go around helping other homeless people. Was I going to be homeless? When they first kicked me on the street, I didn't take too much thought to it. Because, you know, you don't think, you're not a, it doesn't hit you that you're one of them until you've been on that street a while. But he took me on. Said, all right, you know what you need a moniker. Said, Organic OK. That was his name, Organic OK. I kind of, why do you have that name? Dude, I live organically, and it's okay. You don't need to know nothing. Don't ask too many questions. Well, of course I asked questions. Once again, I was curious. I was skeptical. I mean, I don't want to seem ungrateful, but I mean, it's great that I wasn't going to be homeless at this point. My parents just kicked me up. But how do I know? It sounds a little too good to be true. The very night of this, somebody picks me up. I said, look, I want to give you a moniker. Get down on one knee. He asked me to get down on one knee, and he put with two fingers, he touched my shoulder. He was knighting me, like he was the king of some dang country where they still have kings and queens, monarchy and all that. I dubbed the DJ Butterfly Feces. He said, that's your name. The DJ part was I told him basically I was on Blog Talk Radio, you know, at one point, and then, well, honestly, Butterfly Feces, because he had this whole idea about bug manure and droppings and all this and that and how that sort the butterfly which drops feces, like the butterfly itself, grows and feeds and soils. People think that dookie ain't worth nothing. It smells bad, it is dirty, it's a waste, but it feeds plants, makes a lot of things grow. I sat up with them and ate with them and talked and whatever. I did. Motherfucker, I did. Dang, I did. I told them everything about me. And even they admitted they love McKinleyville. But if you stay here, you're going to be on the street. You're going to be a homeless. You're not going to be one of those philanthropists. You're going to be one of the people trying to save. Do you want to be the messenger? Or do you want to be the weak, lost soul? You want to be the shepherd or the flock? I don't mean to get into organized religion here, but that's kind of what it was. I want to be the shepherd. I wanted to have some kind of, you know, sense of purpose. I wanted just to be the one who saves, not is saved, even though I kind of was saved. Well, I went inside the Winnebago. The thing is, they traveled with this convoy of trailers, Volkswagens, vans, and whatever, and basically we drove. I called it the circus. We were traveling all over like the dang circus. Dang. Dang, 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 dang. Before I knew it, we were in that thing. We were traveling all over. I always made a moment to look out the window. When Organic OK was behind the wheel of that car. You see, I always wanted to watch where we were going. It's like, I know truckers, they go to and from, messenger guys, and they're always going from place to place. They have the time to stop and smell the roses. It's lonely, and they're messengers on a mission. But I wanted to look around and enjoy the scenery. I wanted to take pictures, but once again, I didn't have a phone, and nobody owns a real camera anymore. We went all over to Vicenza, Italy, to Chicago, to Seattle, to Florida. Went up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. In our last installment, we were in L.A. I love L.A. strangely enough, I did enjoy it. I think in a way, it's the opposite. It's a nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there. No. That's actually it perfectly. I wanted to visit. I know I wasn't a made established star. I wasn't a major entertainer. I wasn't a real known player. But dang it all, straight to you know where. I liked it here. There was a lot of talents right there on the streets doing whatever. There was a lot of them. In spades. There really was. I don't know. I basically came across a lot of people who basically came to L.A. to make it big and never quite did. Their career never started. A few of them did have a career, but somehow it was like playing the lottery ticket. For every single one of them winning lottery tickets, there's a billion more losers. People who are out of dog, who kept trying to play, who are still waiting in their car, waiting on the streets, like, pretty soon I'm going to get discovered. And with the homeless epidemic going on, they're getting filmed out. There were a lot of documentaries being made about the homeless epidemic problem. People know about it. But what are they doing to help it? Not enough. Now, I came across some real entertainers. And here's the thing. We're used to seeing professional, polished people who are all prissed and made up and, you know, processed and whatnot, performing in front of cameras or whatever. But, you know, when I was out there, I got to see people performing on the streets. I had the musicians still playing their guitar in an age of free downloading. I saw the guy doing mime clowning stuff and whatever. I wanted to shake his hand and basically say, keep up the good work. I don't know what. I don't know. I don't know what to do. What do I do? What is there? I'm sorry. Sorry for that dead air. I really, yeah. But the point is, I was talking to people who were basically on the streets of Los Angeles and whatever. And not everybody was a movie star. Some of them were executives who were worked over. Some of them were entertainers who were just worked and out of the business. Still, some are people who love the sunshine so much and couldn't bear to leave L.A. It's beautiful, even if you don't own a beautiful home there. You could not afford to not have money here. Somehow the bigger cities were always harder. Then, before I knew it, I was trying to basically tell them the whole story about me being a philanthropist, going around from place to place with this team and trying to help heal the homeless community. Get them to all work together. Just because basically the executives and, you know, people in the business of Hollywood may be two-faced phonies doesn't mean we all have to be. We can be real with each other. We're all helping each other personally and whatever. It wasn't so simple. In cities like L.A. and New York, major cities, you can't afford to turn your back on people. Trust is not even in the cards. What a life this is. Even if you hadn't made it. Dang. Before I knew it, I felt a tap on my shoulder. I was just about to tell everybody my story about, you know, how I got the name DJ Butterfly Feces and what it all means. I was a little hesitant to tell them because when they hear your name is Bug Crap once again, they're not so, what's the word I'm looking for? They're not filled with a lot of confidence. You can trust a bag that basically says there's miracle manure in it. When they hear your name is Crap, well, plenty of people spewing crap out in L.A., isn't there? Organico, kiss me. Dude. Listen, before you do, I want to show you something. Come with me. This was the answer to everything. I walked over and I saw what looked like some strange makeshift kind of shack that basically some kids might have put together basically out of a leftover parts of a house or a trailer or something. I said, what's all this? I said, this? said organically, this is a housing pod. It's a housing pod, okay? All right. Now, listen, they make little houses like this that the kind of like a little kid might be in the backyard and whatever, but they're real material and whatever. And it shelters homeless. It is 15 minutes after the hour. It is 9:15 here on the program. Graham Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. Please call in. Get involved with the cause. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, here's the thing. Are you listening? Tell me you're listening. Organic OK showed me the house box. Come on. He took me by the hand and led me into this place. Now, it was not the Taj Mahal, but I'll tell you something. Now, this was inspired. A makeshift, rudimentary shack of a house. A little place. It had a little bit of room, place for a bed, and in a way a bucket to go to the bathroom in. But you know what? It had the roof. It had four walls. It was a makeshift house. I immediately got the point. Oh, my God. He goes, that's right. This is it right here. We're going to basically help, said Organic. We're going to make all a bunch of these things. We're going to make a whole bunch of them. We're going to be like real estate folk, except we're going to give these away. We're going to make sure everybody can have some kind of roof over their head, roof just like this. The housing pod. I know people living in funny little houses like this, but, of course, they still got to pay bills and utility and whatever on them. A makeshift shack. This is perfect. I'll make sure everybody gets one. I ran to everybody, basically. I ran to basically all the vagrants on the street, and I was basically screaming. I was like the town crier. The housing pod! I told them all about the housing pod. A little makeshift house, makeshift that you can live in. They're like, yeah, we know it exists, but there's not enough for everybody. I said, there will be. I was wondering, everyone, L.A., I want you to help me pick up the trash around here clean. No, in exchange, I will make sure every single one of you has a housing pod to live in, as long as we're staying here. They're a little skeptical at first, but they realize, you mean that? Don't say if you don't mean it. Would you take a blood oath? You're not going to cut me or anything, are you? It was honest basically to whatever deity you believe. I mean, it was a big moment. People were listening to me. I cut them in. I agreed. We're going to make it for everybody. I was telling everybody all about this. I'll make sure you get a housing pod. I'll make sure everybody here gets a pod. Everybody. What? A pad? I haven't heard that line since the 60s. But no. A pod. A pod. Basically, I was going up to everybody, telling them whatever. Then Organic said, what are you doing, man? Don't be promising everybody we can give them a pod. I don't know if we can get one for everybody. Look, this is an answer. This is our answer. We need to stay and build as many of these things as possible. Everybody can have a pod. Okay, but don't make promises you can't keep. Look, are you going to basically make a pod for everybody? Not only am I going to personally help, that's it. You're going to help. You can't build them all, everybody. You can't do that. No, listen. We're going to. Now, I told everybody to help me pick up the garbage, clean up, so we're working as a community. We're all going to get together and we're just going to build plenty of stuff around there. We'll build a makeshift house out of whatever. Here's the thing. I promised everybody, basically, we all get together and we can basically start building pods, homes. Doesn't have to be built into the ground. It doesn't have to have electricity, running water. You know, maybe it will. Maybe that can come later. But right now, everybody will have a place to call their home. Picture that. The housing pod. I love it. I wanted one. I wanted one so badly, I almost thought about basically getting off this whole philanthropist mission that... Even basically the vagrants, I prefer the term vagabonds, of L.A. were basically asking me, now hold on a second there, man. What did you say your name was? he calls me DJ Butterfly Feces. They made a face. I told them the whole story, the whole layout. You should know it by now. The butterfly going in the cocoon. The caterpillar going in the cocoon. The butterfly dropping fecal matter and everything growing and spreading, whatever. They asked me, why are you doing this for us? Somebody has to. We're philanthropists. I'm a messenger. I'm going to make sure everybody gets one really at some point. All I ask in return is that you help me help all of you. Everybody come together and we'll build homes. You can all have a place to live in. Some of them were skeptical. They said, all right, man. Let me tell the truth about this. Not kidding. You better not be jerking us around. Why are you jerking me around? Why do you think I came here all this way for? I'm not one. You're not another entertainer. You said you used to basically in blog talk. What happened? You came here to La La Land. You came here to L.A. itself. You came here to L.A. itself. You came here. You came here to make it. I didn't come here to be an entertainer. I came here to make sure the world, all living inhabitants, will be sheltered. There's got to be a way to expand resources so there's enough for everybody. Think about how vast the world is. I know there are people almost everywhere, but I mean, listen, I told you, I was in Nevada at one point. I basically stayed with people who were living in the dang wind tunnels. And you know something? You know what? That's it, Nevada. It's a big, epic desert out there. And if they can create the kind of thriving metropolis that they do there, life can exist anywhere. Like, one of them asked me, where are we going to basically put all these housing pods, whatever? We'll find a way. Everybody's going to have shelter. Let's all work together. We were going to do it. It was going to be done. I was excited. Dang. Now, I wasn't a handy type. But basically, whoever came up with this radical idea, look, I helped. I basically had to do things like get more materials and whatever. In a way, we started to run out of materials. I thought, doesn't matter. You know, at one point, funny thing, true story. One of the vagrants came up to me and basically said to me, he said, how are you basically going to get enough material to build all these houses? I said, we'll find a way. You know, they throw stuff out in the junkyard. No, really. We'll get something from there. I know the houses ain't going to smell good at first. You know, we'll sterilize them, whatever. But we're going to make sure everybody here has a place to live. We'll find a way. It's time to stop worrying about what might happen and realize what needs to happen. People are afraid to change their lives. They got too used to and accustomed to the content of living on a street without a dang roof over their head. Now, I knew that basically there are places where things have got bad all over. In the major cities, they're especially kind of cruel to the homeless. But L.A. had done something incredible. This is more important than Hollywood. They came up with the housing pod. I spent my time helping hack, cut, chop, get, and put stuff together. I wasn't a handy guy, so I had to do apprentice stuff. I was a journeyman. I know I was a journeyman, but for those of you who wonder what the term journeyman means, somebody who's basically an apprentice. A secondary helper in a trade. Journeyman sounds like someone who travels, which is what I was. But in a way, I wasn't apprenticed to organic okay. And you know what? I felt great building all those homes. I felt great being a busy little beaver. I did. And I'll always be grateful for DJ Butterfly, for giving the name DJ Butterfly. I'll always be grateful that he found me and got me to do this. I did more living than people do in a lifetime. I was doing something with my time. it wasn't so easy going. I mean, I tried to get it, but I mean, there were people who were basically helping build the eco pods. A lot of them were things. We got a lot of people. There were people willing to help. The people who didn't really know, but you know, not all of them were very handy. And the thing is, once again, without money, it's hard to get anything done. But still, me, organic, okay, and a lot of the rest of the people who were traveling with us, and the and a lot of the vagabonds, we were all building. And we gave, and most of the thing, we actually finished a pod. It was the best feeling in the world. You know what? I didn't miss basically leaving those women behind and those other countries I told you about in the program. Why? Because I was doing this. Dang it, I was doing this. It felt so good to be working, living with purpose. It felt so good to be, I don't know, just being. I was a hero. I know I helped basically other places. I did. I helped. I was a helper. But dang it, what I mostly was pick up a lot of garbage and tell everybody to help each other out a little more. I got to basically be a scene stealer. There are in a few of those more than those documentaries they made on the homeless problem. And I hope they keep doing them because someone needs to address this problem. How much worse do you need to get before somebody actually does something a little more? But dang it, now he's really doing something. I want to encourage people to open up a few more homeless shelters and get, but until then, honestly, we were building housing pods. I was thinking, hey, tell me, you think you might want one of these organic? No, man, I got money. Why would I want one? Well, dude, sometimes rich people try to have one of each type of house. You know, you want a mansion, you want a townhouse, you want a chateau, an apartment, a condo, a trailer, one of everything, you know? No, I'm good, man. You want one? A little bit. You want to stay here? I don't know if you're making a threat. No, I'm asking, do you want to stay here? I want to stay here a little longer. I know I've got some, I help, but I want to do more. I want to build, I want to get more of the homeless, more people to build housing pods for everybody. I mean, everybody who needs one, all the homeless, vagabonds. I prefer the term vagabonds. Sounds more regal, don't it? Real simple, vagabond. Okay, vagabonds. Yeah. You're right, kid. All right. Sure enough, we were doing just that. We were doing just that. We were doing just that. I said, look, we can't. At one point, basically, somebody came up and said, look, I'm sorry, man. We're kind of out of materials. We can't necessarily build anymore. We can't build anymore? Why not? We just kind of can't. We just kind of can't build any anymore. Not the time being. I'll find a way. I ain't done yet. I ain't going to say die just yet. Now, people, listen up. Understand it didn't end here, okay? We had done some good. We basically made up the garbage, and I made a promise, and I was going to keep it. I just didn't know how. But, well, tune into next week's show to find out. You've been listening to Kakuna from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces, the one, the only. Accept no substitutions. This show is brought to you by Organic OK. And also, check out Maya Harrison. The girl has a website where she pretty much lets the world know that she's there. However, the music is also out there. Thanks for tuning in. Please tune in next week and see what happens next. What my solution was. Thank you, and good night.